Greetings, and thank you for joining us for another week of Crystal Temple Presents, live from the Crystal Temple in Portland, Oregon. Our website is www.crystaltemple.org, and phone number is 503-249-0303. I am Amanda Jones, and I will be your host for the show today. I'm very excited about this show, so I hope you're excited as well. We will be taking calls throughout the broadcast, so if you have any questions or want to talk to me or John Amateo, our guest for today, please feel free to use any of the call-in numbers listed on the bbsradio.com website. So, just to fill you guys in on what has been going on, this last week has been so busy, and I've been so excited. Last Wednesday, after our interview with Teresa, we hosted a tarot night here at the temple, and it was quite a crowd. We had so much fun. There was almost 10 of us, and we were just laughing and talking and sharing readings, and everybody got to do a reading and got to receive a reading, and it's really, really a fun time. So if you're ever in the Portland area on Wednesday nights, 7 o'clock, we have all sorts of different events that happen. So Thursday night was our group spiritual activation night, and let me tell you something a little bit about those activations. They are amazing. The good thing is that David is now doing those remotely. So anywhere you are in the entire United States, if you're interested in receiving those energies on a weekly basis, please contact us. Every week the theme changes, and our number here is 503-249-0303. So again, if you're interested in receiving those group spiritual activations every Thursday night at 7 o'clock, feel free to contact us. Friday night we had our spirit dance, but I have to tell you, Saturday was awesome. Saturday we hosted in our parking lot the Shambhala Tribal Community Festival, and that was in conjunction with the St. John's Parade and the fantastic carnival across the street. There were so many people. There was like 100 new people that came into our building, which was just amazing. And everybody got to see all the remodeling that we had done and all of our new pictures that we got up on the wall and all the decorating. It was really a fun time. So we're going to hope to have, we took pictures of all the vendors and all the performers that were happening out in the parking lot. And so we're hoping to have those pictures up on our website really, really soon. So keep checking our website, www.crystaltemple.org, and on the photos page. And we'll update those as soon as I can get them off the camera. It's been kind of busy around here. So for today's show, we like to start off with a little reading so that everyone can sort of get into the energy, and I wanted to read a little bit out of this book called Beyond a Master by Denise Cooney. This book came out in 1987 and has definitely gotten a lot of use here at the temple. So what I would like to read today is from page 119, and it's called Affirmation. So find a nice comfy chair to sit in and take 3 deep breaths and clear your mind and just open your ears and listen. Okay. Words are incredibly powerful. Words bind and create a reality. Your thoughts put those words into action. What you say and believe must be in harmony for all things to come to pass, and herein lies the truth. God has promised every single thing that is created: shelter, love, food, companionship, and perfect health. It is only when we allow ourselves separation from our divine parent and we refuse to see our divine heritage that our supply is cut off. We must have faith, an unwavering belief that God will provide for us. We cannot expect to see this world in lack and then wonder where our supply went, or see love affairs as painful than wonder where our partners went. When people have full faith, courage is not far behind. Sometimes it is in the 11th hour that those miracles do appear. Affirmations are words of power that should not be taken lightly. Every word out of your mouth is a prayer and should be treated accordingly. With your words, you can create or destroy, manifest or block, bring peace or war, love or hate. Working with I Am calls in the God force, so always be aware of what you say with the I Am. Always be aware of these things. Through words, Christ raised the dead, healed the sick, and fed the multitudes. And you can acquire things or change conditions in your realm just by believing and speaking it so. It takes practice to let go, but more practice on letting things come to you. Just open up and write down every pain or problem. Anything said and done to create harm to you or things you may have done to others. Then, one by one, release them by verbalizing out loud. I am releasing this to the forgiving power of God, and all things are now dissolved and forgiven. Every day, release a little more. Then you know it's released when it doesn't hurt, and you no longer feel the sting. Then spend some time affirming out loud. Just say after me, I am loved. I am blessed. I am divinely forgiven. I am in perfect health. I am in divine order. I am blessing everyone and everything in my life. I am open to God. I am letting the Christ in me reveal the truth. I am truth. I am in my perfect career. I am open to let my divine plan reveal itself to me now. I am open to my perfect loving partner now. I am ready to receive my good. I am open only to truth. I am courage. I am wisdom. I am whole. I am providing good in the world. I am loving God. I am loving myself. I am making peace with my enemies. I am allowing good in all phases of my life. So you kind of get where we're going, and by affirming these out loud for at least 15 minutes a day, you can open up your energy system to let God provide for you and tell him your plans. So that's one of my favorite things in this book, Beyond a Master by Denise Cooney. And you could probably find that on Amazon or eBay, something like that. So I wanted to start out this radio show with that little reading and introduce you to my friend, John Amateo. Hi, John.
Hi, Amanda.
How are you doing today?
Oh, really good. How are
good.
You?
Good, good. Share with our listeners out there a little bit about yourself.
I always like that question. Or stumps me, I should say. I'm from Portland, Oregon. I was born here and raised and lived most of my life here. And about 1991, I think it was, I was offered a job in Tokyo, Japan. And so I went to Japan. I've always had a curiosity about Japan. And got there, started working, and I've been there ever since. My own path in life has taken me a lot of different places, and I've always had a kind of a curiosity about just the world's different religions and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and spirituality, and where does this come from? What is it? And I was always confused as a child of what's the difference between things.
Mm-hmm.
I hear different people of the same religion talking very differently about things. You know, saying one thing and then another one saying the next thing, or disagreeing about something, but you're all the same thing. You're all believing in the same love, or, you know, love of God or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've just began my own explorations by reading the great works, and then by my own self-examination and meditation and so forth.
Oh, great. So I wanted to talk to you today a little bit. We wrote a little bit on the website about the King Solomon healing modality, and you, my friend, are an expert in that, I have been told.
Yes, yes. I've done probably thousands of King Solomon healing modalities,
mm-hmm.
and probably have the most experience of anybody that I can think of off the top of my head that I know with this modality. It's an incredible modality. I don't know what you wrote on the website. I haven't had a chance to check it out yet, but so I don't want to be repeating something that you've already said.
Oh, no.
I just wrote
on there that we were going to talk to you about the King Solomon healing modality, and that was pretty much it.
Oh, okay. So it was wide open. Okay.
Wide open. You can tell me anything you want about where you learned how to do this, or what the benefits are, or whatever you want.
Well, I learned how to do this in the mystery school, in the Rocky Mountain Mystery School.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned this in about eight or 9 years ago.
Okay. Wow.
And it was a very fascinating modality for me, because it included so many things, it encompassed so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've worked with it more and more, the more I see it, how powerful it is, and how universal it is, and how it works for anybody, no matter where they are in life. It is such an empowerment that it brings them up years of evolution, personal evolution and empowerment, and also just moves and propels them forward into the next phase of their life, especially somebody perhaps is, you know, stuck or just wanting to move forward more quickly or more rapidly. It will do whatever is needed for that person. Give you a little bit of the history of it. It's called the King Solomon Healing Modality because in honor of King Solomon, who put this modality together, and he did this because he was looking for a modality that was universal.
Mm-hmm.
It would work for anybody,
mm-hmm.
from any culture, any background, any spiritual background, any from anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It was universal and had nothing to do with certain belief systems or anything that might have been different from culture to culture.
Right.
And so he, to do this, he realized, being a wise man,
mm-hmm.
that he didn't know everything.
Very smart man.
Yeah, which I guess I'm not saying anything here, but we all need to remind ourselves that we, you know, we can always learn from others. So we, I'm not saying that, you know, just me as well.
So
you know.
Funny.
He sent out a call to and gathered together from all tribes across the planet to come and help him with this. So he brought in shamans and healers and psychics and oracles and physicians and metaphysicians and people from all areas to come together and
mm-hmm.
start to create this modality. And he spent about 25 years putting this together,
mm-hmm.
trying things, seeing what worked, what didn't work, what worked, might have worked, but it didn't work on these people from this tribe or
mm-hmm.
that tribe. So he spent 25 years to put together this modality, and it's a totally amazing modality because it does in, say, 10 sessions about
mm-hmm.
over the course of 10 weeks,
mm-hmm.
what might take you 10 years or more to do with other kinds of things.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So there's 10 sessions that are done each week over 10 weeks.
Correct.
Wow. Wow. So what specifically, I mean, in those 10 sessions, what should people expect? Like if they were to, you know, say somebody listening is interested in having this done, which, by the way, there are practitioners all over the United States, so don't feel like you have to be in Portland, but what could somebody expect if they went and scheduled an appointment with a practitioner?
Everybody has different needs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this thing is, the more of them I've done, the more it works for wherever somebody's at in life. So, when I talk to clients, I usually, you know, talk to them, where are they at, what are they looking for, what are they looking to achieve, and I'll kind of go from there, and I may recommend another modality
mm-hmm.
for them,
mm-hmm.
or I may say that, you know, let's do the King Solomon healing modality, or I may recommend they do a DNA activation or some other type of healing as preparation to this. It's hard to it kind of resets you,
mm-hmm.
and so you end up feeling like you haven't felt in years is one kind of common thing. It's like all these things from the past, all of the burdens and the influences and things that have been holding you back and tripping you up, kind of just dissolve themselves. They just dissolve themselves away, and you're able to move forward in whatever directions you need to go.
Wow.
So whatever you're looking for, this will have some benefit for that. It doesn't work on necessarily moving you towards some specific direction. It works on on you as a being, since we're all first and foremost spiritual beings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're here to have a physical experience. We're not here to have a spiritual experience. We're here to have a physical experience as spiritual beings.
Right.
Right? So what happens is we get very enmeshed into the physical world and the goings-on of the physical world and so forth. So as when we're born, we have we're in tune with the universe.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at children, you just see how in tune with life they are, how in tune with nature they are, how in tune they are with their emotions and their feelings and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And as we go through life, we get told, you know, no, stop this, don't do that, don't talk back to me, you know, all these kinds of things. And as we grow, by the time we enter grade school, pretty much, for most people, we have all these things that have come up in life that halt or alter our way of experiencing the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so certain types of things get stuck. And what this does is kind of unstick them.
Mm-hmm.
It brings you back to a place of being in harmony and balance with yourself as a being, and allows you to flow the energy instead of stopping the energy. As we get into a pattern of stopping the energy, somebody says no, you know, we want to say something, and we clench up and we stop because we don't want to get in trouble or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this allows us to allow that energy to flow through us and move all of this stuck, stagnant energy
mm-hmm.
Out of the way. It dissolves it, and we just move forward.
It seems like a very sort of, because you do this over a 10-week process, that getting this fresh start after, you know, all of the modalities are done after the 10 weeks, it doesn't seem like it would be so jarring on somebody's system to get that energy moving again because it's spread out through 10 weeks. Do you find that to be true?
It's a very natural process. I'm always surprised at how natural it is for most people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not jarring. It's not shocking or whatever. It's just very natural. One of my clients one time described it as they felt like their beingness or their aura or whatever was kind of like a murky pond with, you know, dirty water and scummy stuff on top and all kinds of weird, icky, creepy, crawly things.
That's
living
gross.
In it and stuff. And I'm trying to gross you out here. And they felt like when they came, this is what their energy felt like. It was
mm-hmm.
sluggish. It was stagnant. It was not moving.
Mm-hmm.
Their life was sort of in a stuck place, and things weren't going the way they wanted them to. And they felt like as they described it, it was like I put a hose of pure water into their pond,
mm-hmm.
and then I turned the faucet on, And so some pure water started to flow in there. And then the next week, they'd come back, and I'd turn the faucet up a little bit. So they're getting more pure water flowing into there, pure, clean water. And as this each week goes by, we turn the faucet up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And so this gradually, with this pure, clean water, all this murky, dirty stuff starts to overflow and wash itself out. And this these kind of things, they move themselves, and they just flow as this pure energy comes in, this pure water comes in. All of this negative stuff, all of this junk,
mm-hmm.
can't survive in that. It can't live in the pureness of that water, of that life force.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just dissolves itself. It cleans itself out. So by the time you're done, you have this beautiful, clean, pure energy, and it's healthy energy. It's vibrant energy, and it's vital energy or vitalizing. And people feel very, very energized, and they're able to go on and do things that they've been dreaming about doing for years. Whatever those kinds of things are, it helps them have that energy to if, whether it's a personal goal of like, say, opening your own business,
mm-hmm.
or changing your career or whatever, or for some clients, it's sometimes it's been something just to get on with their life after having a number of tragedies or a number of mishaps or traumas or, you know, negative things going on, to push that out, to get those influences out of their being,
mm-hmm.
out of their aura or their energy field, because that's what one of the things that's clogging them up, that's stopping them. All of this junk that we've kind of collected, kind of like Jacob Marley, you know, we just get rid of all of those chains and all of those that stuff. It just dissolves that, and
mm-hmm.
it goes away in a very, very natural way. I'm always surprised at how most people don't really even notice it. And one person described it as, at the end, was like, you know, it just feels like, how did they say it? It just feels like all of that stuff happened to be in another lifetime.
Oh, wow.
And it was so distant to them. After 10 weeks, it was so distant. It was like it was another lifetime. And it was just like inconsequential to them. And they went on to, you know, advance in their career and a
mm-hmm.
number of other areas personally in their life.
Wow. So, I mean, this seems like it would be good for everyone. I mean, personally, I know that everybody coming into this place could definitely benefit from this. But is there somebody that you would qualify as like a prime candidate? Or, you know, if somebody's listening to this show and kind of going through stuff and they don't know, I mean, is there some, like if you fit these criteria, but
mm-hmm.
but maybe, you know, somebody that would be more likely that would have a great effect on.
This is a modality that is empowering to anybody,
mm-hmm.
and I recommend this to everybody, no matter where they are in life.
Mm-hmm.
I've had clients who are at one end of the spectrum of being very, very active and creative, and people that doing, you know, having two or three different exciting jobs at one time. One person is for example, is an author, and they're a singer, and they have concerts
mm-hmm.
regularly.
Mm-hmm.
They get published. They publish about two or three books a year. They have their own television show, and actually then they go, I've got two television shows, and they have their own private practice of consulting and so forth. And at the other end of the spectrum, I have people who've had a number of for example, traumas in life that they just have not been able to move in life, say, for example, for even a couple of several years or whatever. They've haven't had a job. They haven't had any relationships. They've just sort of been stuck in a low state,
mm-hmm.
A low time in their life, and have not had the energy or whatever to move out of that. And so I've seen person that I was just talking about the other end of the spectrum
mm-hmm.
go on to have their second TV show and go on to have bigger and bigger concerts and more books and all this kind of stuff. And at the other end, I've had people who have at the low time in their life have come out of that, and they've taken the next step of getting back into the world, starting to participate in the world of going back to school, for example, or somebody, you know, getting a job, or starting to volunteer, do the volunteer work or whatever. And with a lot of these people, I will work with them again, do some other modalities and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe I won't see them for 6 months or a year, and then when I see them again, they've got this job and so on, and they want to do the modality again. Because they know that it has benefited them so much.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt in their mind at all about what this does. That's one of the things, too, is there's no wishy-washiness with about the results of this with my clients. They know for a fact that this has benefited them. And they'll come back again, and then they'll move to another stage and another stage. So, for example, one person has some... they were... You know, their family was very concerned because they hadn't been doing anything. They'd graduated from college, and they weren't doing anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
there were, you know, a lot of different things went on for them. And this moved them. So at this point now, they've since gone through a couple of jobs, but putting them into a direction of where they are now. And so they've since have a partner,
mm-hmm.
and they've moved to another country. They've learned another language. They're teaching two languages as part of their job, and then they're doing all kinds of other things like taking classes in cooking and different types of arts and things like this, and just enjoying life. They're getting back into life and really enjoying the fruits of what life is about. And life is not about suffering. It's not about, you know, having something bad happen and then we let that affect, or, you know, that is so much that we can't handle that or can't move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And living in Tokyo, it's one of the examples I use. Do you mind me rambling on here?
No. I just wanted to remind listeners that we were talking with John and Matteo. I'll let you ramble in a second. I just want to remind listeners that we're talking to John and Matteo today about the King Solomon Healing Modality. If you have any questions, please call in to the station. You can get those numbers at the bbsradio.com website. So, sorry. Go ahead.
Start rambling. I'm just a rambling kind of guy, you know.
Ramble on, right?
Yeah. One of the things is that on a daily basis, we use up most of our energy. We do all kinds of things, like we eat food and we drink water and we sleep and meditate, or you know, do yoga or tai chi or things to gather energy.
Mm-hmm.
But we use up most of this energy just to get through the day. In Tokyo, I would say people use up probably like 80% of their energy or more just to get through the day. Here in Portland, I would say that's probably close to about 60% or more for people.
We're more conservative with our energy.
Yeah. Well, you don't have quite as many of the stresses and things to deal with
as
in, you know, Tokyo, the crowds and you know, getting stuffed onto a train, you know, and all that. It's like a sardine sometimes, you know. It's always a little human togetherness, of course. But we use up most of our energy just to get through the day, and that leaves us very little energy to deal with or clear out all of these things that are the events of life.
Mm.
You know, we go through things like somebody cuts you off on the freeway or bumps into you at the supermarket, or, you know, you have a disagreement with somebody at work or with your partner or whatever, and it's not always, you know, appropriate to run the guy off the road, or you know, or smash, you know, you know. I saw that celery first. You know, that's mine. Give me those carrots. You know, those are my carrots. It's not appropriate to do that. So we kind of, you know, we might have some emotional response to that, but it's not appropriate to act on it. And it's not, you know, so we kind of like, you know, kind of grumble about it, and so we hang on. We have this stuff that we just kind of collect through the day, plus also being in the energy fields of other people. We collect negative energy bits, like kind of like as you walk through the grass, you know, high grass, you get those little grass spurs that stick to your socks.
Right,
you know?
The teak grass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as you go through, like you go to a shopping mall, for example, like Christmas time is a good example. You can go, you're shopping all day, and by the end of the day, you're just exhausted. And why is that? Well, you've been walking around and using up a lot of physical energy, but you've also been in the energy field of all these other shoppers. And, you know, we collect little negative energy bits like these things on the socks from the grass, and we bring that home with us. And it's not our energy. It's somebody else's junk, for example, that we've kind of collected like little magnets. And we bring that home with us, and it's not ours. And it's, you know, how do we deal with this? And we don't know how to. And this helps to build up your energy so that you can you can get rid of that stuff. You can deal with it naturally if you have enough energy flow.
Right.
If you're healthy enough. But we unlearn how to use that as part of growing up because of the things I was talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm,
things,
mm-hmm.
No, stop this, don't do that, you know, all of these kinds of things that we learn to kind of get along or survive. Just
sort of
life.
Programmed as kids, I guess, right?
Yeah, yeah. All of our little programming is and this basically interrupts our energy flow.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, the other thing that's interesting is as people go through this 10-week process is that they recapture that. They relearn how to do that. It's like one of my clients described it. It was like learning how to walk again.
Oh.
And they said, you know, it's like learning how to walk again, but this time I'm learning how to walk my way. Not somebody else's way, but my way. I'm learning how to walk the way I want to walk. They're still having to deal with all the things in life, but they're doing it their way. And now this person, I think, is a yoga instructor.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. So, I mean, you teach this, obviously, or you're a practitioner of this, and my question is, do you teach this?
Yes, I do teach this. I'm actually teaching a group of people right now, today.
Cool.
And we're on a little break right now, so there'll be more practitioners out there.
How many practitioners do you think are out there in the States or, you know, here around the world?
Oh, wow. There's probably thousands.
Yeah.
I would guess, around the world. In the States, I don't have a figure for you. In Japan, there's probably near 1,000 practitioners in Japan. In Tokyo, I would say there's easily 200, something like that.
Wow, so you can find this modality in quite a few places. So if anybody is interested in finding a practitioner and you need any help getting directed in that way, please contact us here at the Crystal Temple, and we will be happy to forward your information to the closest practitioner in your area.
And so, I might interject here that some of the more advanced practitioner people who've had a lot of experience with it do travel.
Right.
So that, for example, they may travel to some area to do for a few days or whatever to do just King Solomon healings for people in a particular area.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be something to contact, you know, to go ahead and contact the Crystal Temple, and then they would put you into contact with someone who would be doing this type of thing if you're not in an area. I've had people travel to do my sessions, even though, you know, I said, well, there's somebody in your area. Like, no, I want you to do it.
I want John. He's the best.
Yeah.
He's been doing it a long time.
And so that's the nice compliment, but you don't have to. Yeah. Nope. Okay.
They wanted a vacation in Tokyo.
Yeah, that's part of it, too, actually. They wanted to go shopping, do some shopping in Tokyo, and, yeah, they usually make a little bit of a
little vacation out of it.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you said you're teaching a class, obviously, here at the Crystal Temple. Do you teach these classes often?
We're trying to teach them more and more often.
Mm-hmm.
So far, we've been doing it about twice a year. And we want to get that up to classes being offered almost every month or every other month. But we're working on it as we get more and more people who are interested in doing the modality.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a commitment to learn how to do it. And it is a commitment to doing it, to receiving it, because it is, it is 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But it is well worth the time and the effort and the money to receive this modality.
Well, I know that there's a lot of listeners out there that are healers and light workers and definitely have their own healing practices. So can you talk a little bit about the benefits of them coming to this class and perhaps getting the training on this modality so that they can incorporate it into their practices?
This is a modality that is all of the healers that I know that are doing this modality have incorporated it into their healing practice and has offered as another healing modality for them to do, gain a lot of benefit from it, and not only in doing it, but they also it adds a much deeper level to what it is that they do.
Mm-hmm.
It either supports other modalities that they're doing or brings things up to another level for their clients.
Mm-hmm.
It's also something that's becomes a regular part of their offering to people. And they may have several of these sessions going on in during the week while they're doing, and they're also doing other modalities as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I found for myself that this modality does what other modalities can't do. So I've had, for a number of years, people, seeing people on a regular basis, going through things and so forth, and
mm-hmm.
and doing things with other modalities, and I find that this modality is a very universal thing. So a particular modality may address a certain aspect of a person, like a certain type of energy or
mm-hmm.
type of emotion or thought or spiritual aspect of one sort or another,
mm-hmm.
very specifically. And this modality kind of gathers a lot of these things together in a way that addresses everything.
Oh, right, okay.
So when you do this modality, when you go through the modality, each session, 54 different energies are monitored. It's one of the things that I enjoy about it. Is,
wow.
Is, so each time you go through, your energy is checked.
Mm-hmm.
So see where you are in balance or, things that may be off balance or whatever. And,
mm-hmm.
and we do this each time.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a record of where things are flowing and, going up and down. And then we go through a systematic way of building up these energies so that pond can get full of pure water, pure energy,
mm-hmm.
and all of that old stuff can overflow,
mm-hmm.
and then you have this very pure, strong energy system. The kind of comments I get from people is that it really is empowering and really gives them more energy
mm-hmm.
to do more modalities, to do other things. There was a fellow that I know that was a Reiki master, and he did all kinds of things to build up energy, and then he would do a few Reiki sessions a day, and then he'd be exhausted, just totally exhausted.
Oh, no.
And then the next day he would, do all these exercises and all this stuff to build up energy to do his sessions, and then he would be exhausted again. And then after doing this modality,
mm-hmm.
he didn't need to do that anymore.
Oh, wow.
He was just like an open channel to letting the energy flow for doing Reiki and doing some of the other kinds of energy modalities that he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get tired anymore.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, he was able to, go out and have dinner, enjoy a movie, go dancing, rather than collapse and not even have enough energy to flip the remote control,
Right.
And I've seen other healers too that their healing becomes stronger. They get less tired. Their healing becomes stronger. They're able to do more healings a day.
Mm-hmm.
They end up making more money or going from a part time thing
mm-hmm.
to a full time living mm-hmm. at doing this. They become a much, I don't want to say a better healer, but a much more endurance. And their endurance and their ability to do healing work. And they also have a lot of other things, kind of healing abilities come online.
Mm.
Like other things just start to flow for them. All of these things we all have, we're all born with.
Mm-hmm.
Different abilities that some of them might remain dormant until they have enough flow or enough they get activated or something.
Mm-hmm.
It triggers them to be able to move. So they start to have more energy flow. They start to have more of these abilities come online for them, psychic abilities or intuitional abilities or other kinds of healing abilities, flow different kinds of energies. To there's over 3,000 documented systems of working with energy.
That's a lot.
Yeah. and so there's plenty of other things that can be learned out there. It's just suddenly these things are all, a lot of these things become easier to do and other things become more available to them, or something that might be too taxing, for example.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the problems I find with most of the healers that I know, is that it's just the energy that they expend for their clients in service is a lot.
Right.
And this really helps to stabilize them so that they are not draining themselves. And they have more energy just at the end of the day to just for themselves. And their practice expands.
Mm-hmm.
I started having a number of healers coming to me because they started, you know, what did that guy do? And they're like, and this guy was like keeping it a big secret because he was, you know, suddenly just went from, you know, kind of amateur
mm-hmm.
practicing, you know, I don't mean that in an amateurish way, but just not professionally, not
mm-hmm.
not receiving
like
any,
sort of part-time,
not as a business,
yeah,
as a business, not as a business, not as a living, went from that very quickly,
mm-hmm.
almost in, within a month, to, you know, being doing this part time, to in like 6 months doing things full time.
So if someone was going to be a practitioner, just a reminder, by the way, we are talking with John and Mateo. I always forget, so talking with John and Mateo tonight. No, it's okay. And I wanted to remind people, if you had any questions for John about the King Solomon healing modality, anything at all, just feel free to give us a call here at the station. Those call-in numbers are at the website, www.bbsradio.com. I'm Amanda Jones. Crystal Temple Presents, live from the Crystal Temple with John and Mateo. The number here, 503-249-0303. Okay, so if someone really thought that this was a great modality, which I know all of you do, and thought, well, you know, I'm at that point in my life, I have my sort of healing practice, I want to add something new and get the energy flowing, is there any prerequisites that I would have to take before I took this class?
At this time, there are prerequisites.
Mm-hmm.
One of those is we need to receive what we call initiation.
Mm-hmm.
The Scheibel-Trambala initiation or what we call the Adept initiation.
Mm-hmm.
These things give you 10 times more energy or power just to begin with after
right.
you receive this energy. One of the things with this modality is that it's probably the most powerful modality
mm-hmm.
that is out there,
mm-hmm.
and it is also one of the modalities that requires the person be able to hold enough energy. The amount of energy that flows through you to do this is incredible. It's probably hundreds of times more than other modalities.
Mm.
And so what we do is the reason why we have these prerequisites is so that there is a building up of energy for each individual to be able to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
So what these initiations or activations do, so you have the Adept initiation or Shambhala tribal initiation, and then
mm-hmm.
we have the teacher-healer initiation,
mm-hmm.
and there are other kinds of initiations, but those are the ones that are the primary prerequisites for this.
Okay.
Now, as energies change on the planet, as more and more light comes in,
mm-hmm.
as more and more people receive light and hold light, I don't know. This has just been talk so far,
mm-hmm.
so I don't know if that will change. We hope that it will,
mm-hmm.
so that people have, but at this time, those are the prerequisites that are required.
Well, that sounds pretty easy, though. A couple of initiations, a couple of prerequisites, and then you you're eligible to take this class, right?
Right.
Perfect. So if somebody is interested in that, I'm trying to get you all the information. So just in case you're a light worker out there, you want to take your light work to the next level, you think that this is the perfect modality for you, you know, there are a few prerequisites, but we would be more than happy to talk to you about those and make sure that you got on the right track and get those in. So feel free to call us here, 503-249-0303, and I'd be more than happy to answer any questions. And if I can't answer any questions, I will be sure to forward those questions on to John.
Oh, of course.
So, and then you teach these classes.
Yes.
Do you teach them just in Tokyo and in Portland?
So far. We're looking to travel to Europe
okay.
in the near future.
Great.
And also other parts of Asia
mm-hmm.
and also other places in North America.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
So we're looking to expand.
Mm-hmm.
The King Solomon healing is, part of it includes a number of keys to raising planetary vibration.
Oh, wow. So this is a great time if somebody is interested, because as everyone knows, 2012 is getting closer and
yes.
the planet vibration is getting higher.
Yes.
So it's a great time to get in while the getting is good.
Yes. Please get in here. It's very crucial that we have more and more light workers to do this work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because the more light workers we have, the more we're able to help people raise their vibration. As anybody who's a light worker knows, that not everybody's always interested in this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that's the benefit of this modality is that it also has, like the DNA activation,
mm-hmm.
it also has a kind of a ripple effect to other people. So not only do we raise our vibration, we raise our clients' vibration, but they're also raising, because their vibration is raised,
mm-hmm.
they also transmit light to the other people that they are close to.
Oh.
They are other people that they are genetically connected to, or friends, or
mm-hmm.
whomever that is around them, whoever they are involved with. This helps send more and more light, expands the light out, and that person also becomes a vehicle for greater light.
Wow.
To flow through them, or to flow for that light to flow through them much more easily.
So it's like a domino effect.
Yeah.
Perfect. So if there was one last thing that you could say about the King Solomon Healing Modality, what would you add?
Oh, my God, I knew you were going to ask that question. There's my psychic ability coming
through. Yeah, right.
I knew you were going to ask that. Wow. This is, the King Solomon Healing Modality is, in my experience, the absolute best modality for anyone. And it goes beyond any other modality that I've experienced.
Mm.
And I've experienced a lot of them. and I do and practice a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
And these, but there's nothing else like it out there. And it's I've had so many clients say that they're just totally blown away by this modality because there is nothing to compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing that comes close to it in the power and what it does for somebody.
Cool.
It is by far the most powerful healing modality on the planet that I am aware of.
That is so awesome and such a great note to leave you on. So I want to just remind everyone, if they have any questions, if you're wanting this modality done to you, or if you are interested in becoming a practitioner, please feel free to get a hold of us here at the Crystal Temple. Our email address is info@crystaltemple.org. Or you can always give us a call, the number here, 503-249-0303. And I just wanted to thank you again, John, so
thank
much
you, Amanda.
For the interview and for all of your work and service in bringing this King Solomon healing modality out to the public.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to serve. It truly is. I live to do this.
See, what other better teacher is there than just somebody who just loves to go out and teach this modality? So, great. Perfect. Awesome. Thank you again.
Thank you.
And I wanted to update everyone about the coming events here at the Crystal Temple this week. And tonight our schedule is pretty jam-packed. We're very excited. Sorry about that, guys. We lost it. It must be those galactic beings interfering with our signal. We have a few more minutes of our show today, and I just wanted to inform you guys about the coming events here at the Crystal Temple. We're located here in Portland, Oregon, and our website, if you want to check us out, www.crystaltemple.org. Our phone number here is 503-249-0303. Feel free to call us about any information or anything you find interesting. So tonight, pretty jam-packed, full of stuff. We have our yoga at 6, and Qigong at 7 and self-defense at 8. Those are open for everyone. Drop-ins are just $12. We do have class cards available. We're also hosting a Reiki circle once a month, and tonight happens to be our Reiki circle night. So if you're in the area and want to practice your Reiki skills, swing by 7 o'clock. And this is a great opportunity to practice your skills at sending and receiving energy, no matter what your level. Everybody is welcome, and I always like to meet new people. So if you've never come before, definitely try it out. Tomorrow night, Thursday, is our group spiritual activation, and in honor of the King Solomon healing modality being here, we'll be bringing in King Solomon. So if you're in the area, swing by. If you're not in the area, we are doing these remotely. So if you're interested in receiving these energies remotely, please give us a call, 503-249-0303, and we will be sure to set you up. It's every Thursday at 7 o'clock. We do these group activations with different energies that we anchor here on Earth. And so if you're interested in receiving those in your area for you specifically, please do contact us. Again, our phone number, 503-249-0303, or you can email us at info@crystaltemple.org. Friday night, we have our monthly initiate potluck, as well as our spirit dance at 8 o'clock. And Saturday, David and I will be teaching our astral travel class from 12 to 5. This is a prerequisite and a Rocky Mountain Mystery School class for anybody interested in the King Solomon healing modality. This is one of the smaller classes that are that is a prerequisite. So if you are interested, just give us a call. Saturday night, we have our Egyptian temple. I hope that you all have checked out all the wonderful promotional material that we put online. We're going to be taking tons of pictures, so if you're not in the area, keep checking back on the photos page on our website, www.crystaltemple.org. If you're in the area, you're encouraged to bring something for the altar. Wear your favorite Egyptian outfit. Bring your favorite Egyptian statue, and definitely participate. It will be so much fun. Sunday is our Sunday service, tribal belly dancing, and a free lecture on organic gardening by Tim Faffel. He is a horticulturalist, and he runs an organic herb farm out in the country, out in one of the suburbs here in Portland. So definitely join him for that. He's very knowledgeable. We have monthly membership programs available here, so if you're interested, again, contact us. And thank you again so much for joining us for another week of Crystal Temple Presents. I really appreciate all of our listeners out there. Next week, I will be interviewing Sue Inanian, who is going to be talking to us about Jikiden Reiki and the Ensophic Ray healing modality. She is amazing and has traveled to Japan for very high-level training, is a master, and is doing these modalities quite often. She lives in New Jersey, so we're going to get her on the phone and interview her and talk to her. So if you have any questions that you'd like me to ask, please just email them to me, info@crystaltemple.org, or as always, you can call in at any of the numbers listed on the bbsradio.com website. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a blessed day.